go ahead, Jen, share.
Okay, awesome. So I love the whole a great decision, because subconsciously, naturally, I think, I know we don't want to, but there's a sense that we want confirmation from other people that we're making the right decision. So hearing that subconsciously enters that, okay, I am making a right decision. So that's definitely powerful. Thank you.
Thank you, Jennifer. Thank you for that aha. Thank you, Jen. Okay, good. Anyone else have an aha moment they'd like to share? So who else has an aha that they would like to share? Someone raise their hand if you have an aha that you would like to share. Brady has his hand raised. So let's go to Brady. Brady, it's great to see you. Brady, why don't I see you here, Brady? I don't see you in my participant list. Here you are. Brady, up, oh, whoops. Brady, you keep moving around. I won't do too much of this, guys, because I don't want to interrupt the flow. Who else has raised their hands? Brady, 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 Brady. I don't see you. I don't see you. So tell you what, let's share your aha in the chat window. So share your aha in the chat window. Thanks, Jen. I'm going to repin my video. Share your aha in the chat window. Michael says the wording implies trust, and they will make the decision from their soul level. I'm not tied to the outcome. Fantastic. Pearl says connection, trust, growth, illusion of their own control. Fantastic. All right. We're going to move on here because I don't want to. Oops. Sorry about that, guys. I am still learning the technology. All right, so let's go back to sharing the slideshow. Let's go back to the word-for-word examples. Darn it. I'm sorry, guys. I'm having a little trouble with the technology. Bear with me. Adam, can you come back in here? Because for some reason, I'm not seeing the slideshow anymore. Adam, can you pop back in? Okay, here we go. Sorry about that, guys. I don't know how that happened, but here we go. Let's get back to the word-for-word examples. Let's get back to the word-for-word examples. And here we go. Thank you for being patient with me as I struggle with the technology. Here's one that you can use to sell anything. And I've italicized the suggestion. So everyone close their eyes. I'm going to read it to you word for word. Close your eyes. I'm going to read it to you word for word. Are we ready? Close your eyes as I read it to you word for word. Before we explore this together, I'm not sure at which point you might find yourself growing fascinated with what it is we're going to share. Before we explore this together, I'm not sure at which point you might find yourself growing fascinated with what it is we're going to share. All right, you can all open your eyes and let's look at it. And once again, let's look at those implied relationship words, we and explore. So we're going to be doing an exploration together. Together, before we explore this together. So that's one, two, three, oops. Sorry. Before we explore this together, I'm not sure at which point you might find yourself growing fascinated with what it is we're going to share. Look at that suggestion. Find yourself growing fascinated with what it is we're going to share. Before we explore this together, I'm not sure at which point you might find yourself growing fascinated with what it is we're going to share. Now look at this suggestion. The suggestion is to find yourself growing fascinated. So what does it mean to find yourself growing fascinated? That's a suggestion to get more and more focused in, more and more fascinated. Is it important for your prospect to feel fascinated by what you're sharing? Why would it be important for your subject, for your prospect, for your client, for your group that you're presenting to feel fascinated with what you're sharing? Can someone tell me, is that a useful state? Fascination is very high energy. So think about this. If you said this one sentence in the beginning of your presentation, the beginning of your video, hey, welcome to www.removearmpithair.com. I just want to say, before we explore this together today, I'm not sure at which point you might find yourself growing fascinated with what it is we're going to share. But as that continues to take place, as we're having this conversation over video together, I just want to say I'm so excited that a great decision is going to be made today. So let's move forward. How's that? So using this suggestion, you can now not only create that sense of togetherness, that sense of childlike trust, now you're getting them fascinated. So focus is great. Fascination is even better. So now we're chaining states. We're taking the state of focus and we're moving it into fascination. Have any of you ever experienced fascination? What's it like when you're fascinated? Like maybe you've had the experience of being totally in love. You've had an infatuation. I don't know how well you can imagine this as I'm describing it, guys and gals. But imagine experiencing that kind of connection with someone who you're just so intrigued with, so fascinated with. And I don't know what it's like for you, but for me, and I don't know how well you can experience this, describe it, it's like the rest of the world just disappears. And all you see is this face. All you hear is this voice. And you feel that kind of magnetic pull. And all you need to do is take one breath. And you can feel yourself falling into it. Now, when people experience that degree of fascination with you, that's amazing. Ah, Dave B says, hi, you're creating a state of us being fascinated with your presentation. Dave B, you caught me. I always demonstrate what I'm teaching as I teach it. By the way, as I did that little description, type hell yeah in the chat window if you felt yourself developing a sense of fascination with me. Hell yeah in the chat window if you felt yourself developing a little fascination with me. Richard Miller, Carla, hell yeah, Karen. Ladies, I used to teach guys to speak this way back when I was a dating coach. It's a lost art. Paul, are you single? Yes, I am single. I am single. Paul at speakerpaulross.com. If you're interested in applying, I do have a backlog because of the COVID. But hey, ladies, if you want to apply for a date, just email me, paul at speakerpaulross.com. I'm serious. Attach a picture if you want to. Now we return to our professional presentation. But I want you guys to get this. In this one sentence, what are we doing? We're creating that ideal. We're creating that sense of childlike trust and that willingness to believe. We're being vague about how they're going to experience it. So we're matching their internal experience. They're doing that internal search. By the way, here's a tip. I wasn't going to share it, but I am a hypnotist. When you give people that sense that they understand, you understand them on a deep unconscious level, you create a trance. It's actually an experience where they have to do what we call in hypnosis, a trance derivational search. A trance derivational search means they're diving deep down into the unconscious mind. And the unconscious mind searches for meaning. So you're actually creating a trance state too. Use these powers for good. Good you will use these powers for. Certain am I that good for well you use these powers. I even do imitations and impersonations as I teach you. Pearl felt it in her solar plexus. Hey, Pearl. You're single, send me an email. No, enough of that. That's getting unprofessional. Let's move forward. Okay, so look at all we're doing. And how many words? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. We have about what? Someone give a guess. How many words do we have here in this sentence? Can someone help me measure? How many words do we have here? About maybe 20. There are about 20 words in here. Look at what we're creating in 20 words. This is the power of language. 23 words. 27 words. Okay, I'll grant you. Let's say it's 30 words. Someone counted 26 words. Let's hammer me a little bit. Let's say it's 30 words. 26 words. 26 words. At the beginning of your presentation, you've created a childlike willingness to believe you, a sense of utter trust. You've created leadership. You've created suggestibility. You've created not only a fascination, but a growing fascination. What does this imply? It means that the state of fascination is not just temporary at the beginning of your presentation or the sale. It's that the sense of fascination will continue to grow. I want you folks to get the implication of this. So if all we did is create a sense of fascination in our prospect, that would be great. Don't you agree? Put F yeah if you think that would be great. Create a sense of utter fascination. That would be great, wouldn't it? F yeah. But how about a growing fascination? What if that fascination exponentially multiplied the longer we got into the sale? Do you think by the time you got to the close that it would be a lot easier if they were in a state of growing, total, complete fascination, hanging on your every word? All you need to do is slide the paper right over to them. So look at the power of words. Just by sneaking in that word growing, look at the power of what it does. That one word growing, that's another 10% on top of your sales. Look at what you're getting here. This is just what I'm giving you in the space of a few hours. So I don't know how well you can stop eagerly, naturally, clearly, powerfully, mysteriously imagining what would it be like if you could continue studying with me for a month, for 6 months, for a year. Where would your skill sets be? How much money will you have earned? I don't know how easily you can stop. Imagine a time 6 months from now, a year from now, having acquired all these skills from mentorship with me and looking back on today as having been the start of all that. Can't you just sigh that sigh of deep satisfaction and think to yourself, I can't wait till Paul offers that opportunity, offers that invitation to continue to learn with him later in the day. Jeffrey says, stop. He loves the word stop. He actually, she can come up for a second. Guys, gals, I just want to stop and introduce just for a second my daughter, NECA. Come on up, NECA. It's okay, Jane. Come on, NECA, Jane. You can come up. I did tell you this is my real life. I'm sharing authentically and vulnerably who I am. And my life is run by my cats. If Adam, who's my right hand of my business, my sword and my shield, who's making this all possible. He provided the slides and the technology. I provided the creative input. We're both cat lovers. Our cats talk to us on our weekly calls. And my kitty cat is here. She's probably not going to come up. So Riley, you can take her out. Then she'll want to come up. So look at the power of this that we're all throwing into 26 words. This is the excitement I want you to get. And this is the smallest little sliver of what you're going to continue to learn with me as we continue to move forward. So who wants more? Say, give me more, Paul. Say, give me more, Paul. In the chat window, give me more, Paul. Give me more, Paul. Bring it all, Paul. Yes, please. More, please. I love it. Give me more, Master. Keep it coming. Give me more. More, Paul. I love it. More, 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 more. More, please. Gimme, 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 gimme. That's what she said, Paul. Gimme more, Master Jedi. I love this. Can you guys and gals tell that I'm having fun here? Can you see how much fun I'm having? Can you tell that I'm enjoying this? I am enjoying this. Really, thank you for this opportunity. I love teaching. Whether it's this is the first time I've really taught in this format, and I'm already enjoying it. Whether it's this way or live, when I teach live seminars, God, I'm happy. When I do coaching one-on-one or do my group mastermind calls, I love it. I love it. I love it. Tell you the truth, I got maybe 4.5 hours sleep last night because I was too excited to sleep, and then the leaf blowers woke me up at 6. But my passion has got me going and focus. Thank you again. Can we say, if you're in my PMB family, will you say, hell yeah, PMB? Can I have that in the chat window? Hell yeah, PMB. If you're in my PMB family, can we get a hell yeah, PMB? PMB, for those of you who don't know, is Prime My Body. At some point, I may in the future be presenting that opportunity. But thank you. I want to do a personal thank you to, I forget the name of the doctor who created these formulations, but I could not be working today on 4.5 hours sleep if it weren't for this. So thank you. And Scott, if you're on the call, Scott, Dr. Scott, if you're on the call, Dr. Round, thank you, Dr. Round. I don't get to talk to him, but can you guys convey my thanks to him? Dr. Scott, thank you for introducing me to this. Honestly, I really, no exaggeration, could not be presenting today without it. So thank you so much, Dr. Ruan. He is the man. So thank you, Scott. It's changed my life. It really has. So let's move forward on that. Let's move forward. He is the man. Okay. Let's supercharge this. So as if that wasn't enough, who would like to multiply the power of this paragraph by a factor of 3 or 4? Who would like to multiply the power of this paragraph by a factor of 3 or 4? Oops. Oops, oops, oopsie, oopsie. So who would like to multiply the power of this paragraph by 3 or 4? Me. I love this. I'm giving you guys hand grenades, nuclear weapons. Back when I used to teach the dating stuff, I had a co-trainer say, Paul, you sure you want to hand dynamite to the children? But I'm assuming you're all grown up, so you use this stuff for good, and you're going to go out and implement. All right, we're going to multiply the power of this. You're not going to believe this. Watch this. Watch this. So as that's happening, please feel free to share the questions that naturally arise when a great decision is being made. Let's read this out loud together twice. So as that's happening, please feel free to share the questions that naturally arise when a great decision's being made. So as that's happening, please feel free to share the questions that naturally arise when a great decision's being made. Let me unpack that. As that's happening, what does that mean? That's a suggestion. What essentially that's doing, it's saying to the unconscious mind, you know that chain of suggestions I gave you? Keep repeating it as this entire discussion continues to take place. I'm going to unpack this for you again. In hypnosis, we would call this, stay with me throughout this jargon. So I'm going to ask you guys to bear with me. Take a breath. Let it out. I want you guys to give me a gift of patience. Let's look at that phrase, as that's happening. I'm going to give you a bit of jargon. I don't like jargon, but in hypnosis, we would call this a suggestion feed forward loop. A suggestion feed forward loop. All that means is we're going to take all the suggestions that we implanted, and we're going to make them run over and over and over again like a tape in the person's head each and every time they do the behavior of asking a question. So as that's happening, please feel free to share the questions that naturally arise. Essentially, what we're doing is every time the person asks the question, we're giving the unconscious mind a post-hypnotic suggestion to run that whole loop of suggestions about trust and fascination and focus all over again and again and again. As what's happening, the unconscious mind says all the suggestions. Please feel free to share the questions. Notice I don't say ask the question. Stay with me here. This is going to get overwhelming, but stay with me. We're going to slow down. I promise you I'll unpack every word. I promise you. Let's look at these words. Let's look at these words. Share. Why don't I say, please feel free to ask the questions? Why don't I say, please feel free to ask the questions? Can someone tell me in the chat window, why am I saying, please feel free to share the questions? Share equals we. If I say ask the questions, I'm creating a separation. If I say share the questions, we have that togetherness. Look at the power of one word. Mark Twain said the difference between the lightning and the lightning bug is the difference between the wrong word and the right word. So throughout this, we're continuing to repeat those suggestions. Share, we, together, explore. Every place, we're not giving them an opportunity. Not one little shred of daylight are we giving them to break that chain of focus and suggestion and fascination and trust and partnership. We continue to do it and we just never stop. We're building that momentum. So as that's happening, please feel free to share the questions that naturally arise when a great decision is being made. Please feel free to share the questions that naturally arise when a great decision is being made. This is my favorite saying. Remember I said we'd get back to it? A great decision is being made. But let me step back here just a second. So here's the real power of this. If you've ever been to a hypnosis show, you've seen the stage hypnotist say, every time I say the word watermelon, you're going to jump up and sing like an opera star. That's called a post-hypnotic cue, a post-hypnotic suggestion. We're actually giving a post-hypnotic suggestion that every time they ask a question, the suggestions are going to repeat themselves. It's also changing the meaning of asking the question. Now the meaning of asking the question isn't, I'm skeptical, I'm cynical, I don't believe you. The meaning of asking the question is, I believe you, I'm fascinated, I want to be sold. This is far more powerful than you, I think, even realize. Are you beginning to realize the power of this one phrase if you tack this on? It's turning asking questions into a post-hypnotic cue to run that chain of suggestions over and over and over again. What would it be like in the course of your sale if asking questions didn't mean, I'm cynical, I don't believe you, this isn't for me, oh, prove it? What if every time the prospect asked you questions, it reinforced on the unconscious level that they're fascinated, that they trust you, that they can't wait to buy, and they can't wait to give you referrals? What would that be like? What if asking questions wasn't just a quest for information, it was a post-hypnotic suggestion to continue to power those states that you've installed in them? Are you getting this? Even if you don't understand it fully, are you getting enough of an inkling to see what this will do for your sales? Dennis says, wow, Ross, I know. Ross is my last name. Sometimes people call me by my last name. Got that from my mom. Are you getting this? Yes, I'm creating belief. So to put it in simple words, when you add in this phrase, you're doing two things. You're creating the idea that questions are a sharing, and you're planting a post-hypnotic suggestion so that every time they ask a question, it reinforces those states of being fascinated, of feeling trust, of a childlike desire to believe in you. Terry says, as that's happening, also presumes the truth. Exactly right. By the way, I'm getting hungry. What we may do is break for lunch at 11:30 instead of at noon. I hope that's okay with you guys because I'm burning a lot of calories. So let's keep going. And again, I need to rework my entire MLM presentation. I'll help you with that. If you decide, when you eagerly, naturally, and joyfully decide to take me on as your coach, I'll rewrite it for you. Okay, remember I told you to write this down. A great decision is being made. This is fantastic. A great decision is being made. When I came up with this one, I can't say it without insulting the ladies. Let's just say when I came up with this like 4 or 5 years ago, I had a male response. I had a male response that I will leave it to you to stop and imagine fully inside your mind, because I don't want to say it directly. It will insult people, possibly, although we're all grown-ups here. A great decision is being made. throughout the day, you're going to see me repeating this over and over and over. I want you to look at how vague this is. Are we saying who's going to make the great decision? Yes or no? We're saying who's going to make the great decision? Nope. Are we saying how that great decision is going to be made? Are we saying, is it going to be a decision that's based on self-talk, on visualizing? Are we saying when? Are we saying why? We're being vague. What if I said a great decision to join the PMB family is going to be made today? Or a great decision to buy this piece of real estate is going to be made today? A great decision. I work with a lot of financial planners and mortgage brokers. So if you're a mortgage broker, broker or financial planner or any service provider, remember, you're always selling your decisions and good feelings about decisions, not your product or service. But a great decision is being made. When you are vague, the unconscious mind dives down and says, oh, a great decision. Well, that must mean a great decision to buy. So be vague. Be vague, be vague, be vague, be vague. Knowing when to be vague will, I got to be careful. Because two of my coaches, my coach Kelly and my coach Jim, and I've heard it also from another coach. They said, here's the problem with yourself, Paul. It works so well. I'm not lying. I'm not blowing my horn. It works so well, you can't tell people how well it works. They said, it works so well that it works so well, you can't tell people how well it works. But I'm telling you, this could triple your sales, this one phrase. Oh my God, is the best decision anyone can make for their health and well-being. Cynthia, you nailed it. Dennis says, how does this work when we leave a message on the phone? This is great. I'm going to demonstrate to you what a great coach I am just by taking this question. I don't have a slide on it, but Dennis says, how would this work when we leave a message on the phone? I would say, hey, Jim, it's Dennis calling. I don't know where you'll be when you get this message or what you'll be doing when you do get it. But what I do know is as you listen to the message, you may find for your own reasons that when you call me back, a great decision is being made. So as that's taking place, you can reach me at and then leave your number. Oops, thank you. The volume should be up now. Can you hear me? Can you all hear me? So again, Dennis asks, how would I use this in a phone message? I would say, I would paste them. I would say, hey, John, it's Dennis. I don't know where you'll be when you get this message or what you'll be doing when you get it. But what I do know is I'm not sure in what ways you can find your own reasons to give me a call back. And I know when you do, a great decision is being made. So you can reach out to me at 310-555-6161. That's the way I do it. Jeffrey asks a great question. Does anyone ask, why are you talking like this? Let's back up. People say to me, Paul, I'm afraid people will say, that sounds weird. Why are you talking like this? In 30 years of doing this, I have never, ever, ever been, quote, caught, close quotes. My challenge is go out, try to be caught. Here's why people don't. Because they don't consciously remember a word that you say. It just goes straight into the unconscious. You actually create conscious amnesia for what you say. Only thing they consciously remember are how they fill in the blanks. They just remember the filled in blanks. They don't remember even what you said, so no. Here's what people do catch. Here's what people do catch. Here's what people do catch. They catch the old stuff. On the back of my book, here it is. The back of my book, it says, are you tired of the same worn out sales scripts, assumed closes, tag questions, and other stale nonsense that just doesn't work? Insults your prospect's intelligence and makes you feel like a schmuck. What they will catch is all the old stuff that everyone has taught you in sales trainings. The tag questions. Joining the program today makes sense, does it not? Bob, you like watching flat screen TV, don't you? Yes. And Bob, wouldn't you agree that having something nice in your living room is something that's great? Yes. And Bob, wouldn't you agree that you deserve to have the very best TV? Yes. Guys, forget that shit. It doesn't work anymore. It's worn out. Your prospects have heard it. It insults their intelligence, and they just turn off. Barf. So, right, exactly. It feels like a trap. No one uses that anymore. That they'll catch. That they'll catch, but good question. We have, let me do one thing and go to participants because Adam raised his hand. Yes, Adam, you can talk. What's up?
Basically, I just wanted to make sure that I was unmuted in case you need anything technically, but I want to say that I've been working with you for 13 years now, and I've been studying your stuff all along, and even I learned something today. When you, about three slides back, when you drew the distinction between asking and sharing, that was an eye-opener even for me, and I'm very familiar with your work. So I just wanted to say that for everybody's benefit, that there are so many golden nuggets and diamonds in what you're sharing today. Make sure you pay attention to every word.
Thank you. Brady, you had raised your hand earlier. Brady, what did you want to share? Let's go to Brady just for a second. Brady, what did you want to share? You're unmuted. Nope. Let me see if there's any more hands raised. I don't see any. Okay. Let's get back. Let me close that window. Thank you for being so patient with me, guys and gals, as I learn this technology. It is new to me. It is new to me. So I really, really, really appreciate that you're being so patient with me. Okay. Let me just move this around. Thank you so much for your patience again. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I deeply appreciate it. So supposing we had already went through that. Here's another one. Nope, we already did this. Oh, let's supercharge it. So when you go through this whole phrase, when you go through this phrase, I want you to do this. So everyone look at me, look at the camera. Let me pin this video. Hold on. Oop. Let me pin my video and make it big. All right. So after you do, who would like to see something? Ooh, I'm going to show you something real sneaky. Here's something really sneaky. So now we've set this whole chain of suggestions, correct? We've got it growing. We've rigged it so every time they ask a question, these states of fascination, of trust, of growing focus, of a desire to believe us, of childlike willingness to suspend disbelief, they're there and they're building every time they ask a question. How would you like to be able to trigger them with just nodding your head? What if throughout the process, anytime they appear a little bit cynical or whatever, all you had to do is just nod your head and they go right back into those states you set? Would you like that? Would you like just to add another 15% onto your sales by nodding your head? Who would not want to learn that? Does everyone want to learn that? So hell yeah, if you want to learn how to add another 15% to your sales. Bring it on, Sensei. Yeah, yeah. I love the enthusiasm of everyone here. I don't know if you're all part of Scott Freeman's team, but Scott knows how to get some good people. Sounds too good to be true. I love that. Gretchen, whenever anyone says something sounds too big good to be true, what they're really saying is only their limitations are what's possible. So here's what you do. After you've gone through this chain of suggestions, all you do is this. A great decision is being, so you finish up by saying a great decision is being made. Watch me. Look at me very carefully. Just do this. This is called the nod of unconscious agreement. You just do this. And if you see them go, you've got them. This is what they call the nod of unconscious agreement. It's also known as a micro movement. So it's not this. You're not calling in an airstrike. It's simply, so when you say a great decision is being made, you're finishing up. So you say, here would be the whole chain. Before I begin sharing this with you together today, I'm not sure at which point you might stop. Find yourself growing more and more fascinated about what it is we're going to be exploring. But I just want to say, please feel free to ask the questions that naturally arise when a great decision's being made. And if you see them go back, you've got them. Now, what does that let you do? What does that let you do? That means at any point during the sales process, if they start to get a little bit cynical or self-doubting, if they say, well, I don't know if this is for me, can I think of over? You go, you just do that. And what does it do? You've linked that whole chain of suggestions to that one expression. That's called an anchor. If you've learned NLP before, you may have learned that anchoring requires touching. No, it doesn't. Ha ha ha, body language confirmation. I need to take a sip of water. I'm getting a little overheated here. Gretchen's getting it. Did you guys get that? So yes in the chat window if you got that. Did you get it? You guys are super sharp. Woo-hoo! I am loving this. This is fun. I'm going to have so much energy after this. I'm going to have to take a whole bunch of calm. I'm going to take a whole dropper of calm and it ain't going to do shit. Because I'm so sorry. Oops, that was my breakfast. That was so unprofessional. I'm so happy you guys are loving this. Let's take some shares. So let's get some ahas. So somebody raise your hand. I'm getting better at the hand raises. Raise your hand and we'll get some. Okay, Terry raised their hand. So give me a second to get to you. Terry, let's get to Terry. Why don't I see you raise your hand? Jorge raised his hand. Hold on. I'm going to get to everybody. So hold on. I see a Terry. I see you. Where's my cursor? Okay, Terry, you're on. Go for it.
Hey, hello. Can you hear me?
I can, Terry. Where are you joining us from today?
I'm from Adelaide, Australia.
Are you enjoying this?
I love your stuff. You are an absolute legend, Ross. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
So my quick question was, things are going...
No, we don't want questions. We want shares. Oh. So what did you learn? Share something that you learned just now over the last couple of minutes.
Just how powerful the nodding is, just to get that reaction from them. That's when you know you're on track. And it's just so simple. And some people think you don't need to do it, but it's like you said, it adds that extra 30%. You should be doing it.
Thank you. Okay. Any other hand raises? Let's see. Let's take one more. Aha. Let's take one more. Aha. One more. Aha. One more hand raise? Nope. Okay, then let's keep going. We'll keep going. We're going to take a lunch break in 10 minutes for half an hour. And make sure you come back after lunch. Let me tell you why you should come back after lunch, because we are going to be raffling off 10 Amazon gift cards, $20 Amazon gift cards. You have to be present to collect. And after lunch, as a bonus, at the very end of the day, I'm going to be teaching my most fun part. Who's having fun today as we're learning together? Who's having fun today? Say, F yeah, F yeah, if you're having fun learning from me. Remember I said I'm not just going to blow your mind and transform how you think, but we're going to have fun together today. Are you having fun? Well, the best fun is yet to come. The best fun is yet to come, because the bonus we're going to have this afternoon stayed at the end, because the most fun part, destroying objections. I am going to teach you one of five ways. It's called counterexamples. There are five methods I teach to destroy objections. Now, they're all good. They're all equally powerful, but counterexamples is the most fun. If you want to learn how to powerfully destroy objections, and I'm not kidding, do it in a way where you literally, the first 10 times you do it and it works and it will work, you're going to have to bite your cheeks to keep from laughing out loud. You're going to have to bite your cheeks. Stay tuned after lunch, because we're going to be giving out those bonus Amazon cards. You have to be present to win. You have to be present. We're going to randomly select people. We're going to be raffling them off. And then at the end of the day, oh, yes, I get to teach counter examples. I get to teach counter examples. I want to get up and dance. I feel excitement in my pants. I'm not going to give you a chance. to not continue to learn with me, because I'm having so much damn fun. You see, I'm hitting it on every note. Da 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 da. I'm gonna do some rapping, trapping. Pretty soon you'll be grabbing every opportunity to supercharge your sales with the master of disaster. You know what? I don't apologize for being filled with joy. I don't. This is the joy of my life, is to teach. So thank you for this. This is such joy. Turn disaster into master. Pass it on. Yo, wow, wow. We should have a dance party, a virtual dance party. This is street NLP. Everything you're learning is street NLP. This is NLP applied to the real world. All right. So that's the head nod. Anchor, I just talked to you about that. So is this blowing your mind? Stick with me. There's even better stuff coming. I think it's time for a lunch break. So we're going to take a 30-minute lunch break. That means we will return at 10 minutes to noon. I think it's time for us to all grab a little bite. This is infectious for the greater good. So let's eat. So we will return at about 10 minutes to noon. Would you please, 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 please promise me you'll give me the gift of continuing to teach you and to share this. Goes beyond information. How many of you, let's take a minute and pause. How many of you felt some kind of subtle transformation in your brain? How many feel that your brain is expanded, that there's a sense that there are new neural pathways that have been formed, that your synapses are opening, that there's a new sense of possibility, a new direction for your mind that you're moving in, that you're not just getting new techniques? How many feel that this has gone beyond techniques into a sense that you're expanding your sense of possibility? Yep. And this is just, we've been together. We started at 9. This is only about 2.5 hours. Okay, William, let's stop with that language. So I hope you're getting it. I'm sharing a fascination of learning together. I naturally easily feel my consciousness has expanded. Great. I feel my consciousness moving in a new direction. Great. Watch it, students. It's not like all those old school NLP stuff out there. Transformations are taking place. Great. I want you people to really get the sense that your neurosynapses are opening up. So we're going to take a half hour for lunch. Who will promise themselves, not just me, promise yourself you'll come back for more learning? Will you promise me you'll be back here at about 5 minutes to noon to be back for more learning? Promise yourself that.